more information at cuscosalmon.org.
Waka waka, my name is Jacob Hooper. I listen to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, on the internet at kyuk.org.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran. I've been out for a couple weeks, but I'm back. And I'm ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the YK Delta and beyond. Usually we have a first caller, but we don't. You can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. Our email is radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your calls and your emails if you're a shy person, and I will read your emails over the air. We do have an anonymous email, so I'm going to go ahead and read that from Anonymous. They gave us free health care just for meeting them at the table in exchange for our waterways and lands. We gave them a foot in the door, and they kicked it in when they started regulating the way we hunt and fish. The leaders, before our leaders, signed papers in good faith that we would prosper, yet they allowed trolleys to harvest our catch in coastal waters and restrict our initial fishing season. Time to tell Fish and Game to get out and honor the agreed terms under ANILCA. Did you know that one king salmon is worth more than a barrel of oil now? Okay, thank you, Anonymous, for your email. We really appreciate hearing from people. And Carrie is on the line. Carrie from Bethel. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Diane. It's Carrie. Say my name.
Does Carrie need to hear her name many times? Carrie.
Can you
Brady,
hear me
is
okay?
Carrie on the air?
I am.
I don't hear Carrie. Okay, Carrie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I had to say your name a few times, though. You weren't there.
Okay, I was putting that into practice. Say my name.
I did.
Okay, so a couple of reasons I'm calling, and actually I'm a little bit nervous. So
really?
I'm going to pretend like I'm talking only to you.
Only to me. It's just you and
only
me, Carrie.
To you.
It's just you and me.
So we're going to have our produce box distribution today.
Okay.
That'll be on Second Road Housing at 4 o'clock. And please don't block the roadways to people's courtyards to get in and out if they're not in line. Mm. And there's that. And I think the reason why I'm so nervous today is I know that there's a lot of people that listen to the radio from upriver. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to kind of formally introduce myself. My name is Carrie Achak. I live here in Bethel. I've lived here for about a little over 20 years now. And I'm married to Joe Wachak. Together we have a total of 10 kids and 3 grandchildren. I'm running for a seat on the TKC board. So I'm asking people that are on TKC, if you have the option to vote, I humbly ask for your vote to get on that seat. My dad was known up and down the Kuskokwim. His name was Ian Augusti Sr. He was a barge captain for Crowley and a few other barges that went up and down. He was known as captain of the Kuskokwim. I have a deep passion for trying to help people. And I really believe I got that passion from watching him and how he did things and how he always helped people, regardless of what it was that they needed help with. So I really hope that I get on this time. This is my second year running for that seat. So, at the class last week, one of the elders had say that she said she was a elder in training, and that was said to her by another elder. And I've actually been hearing that calling for a while, that, you know, it's time. I am an elder in training. I have so much knowledge to give, and yet I still have so much knowledge to learn. And we have the resources here. We have elders that we can learn from, and I believe it's time to empower our youth and come back to the people that we are, of empowering each other and helping just build up each other.
Okay. Now, I may be the only one who doesn't. What is TKC again?
TKC is the Kuskokwim Corporation.
Oh, what is the... Oh, I wondered what the T stood for. Okay. Kuskokwim Corporation. Okay, great. All right. So, Second Road Housing at 4 o'clock for food boxes, and you're running for a seat on the TKC board. And when is the voting for that?
The voting is open now, and I can't remember off of the top of my head, probably because I am a little bit nervous when the deadline is, but they'll have the meeting in June. Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of time to get your vote in, and even if you don't vote for me, your voice does make a difference. Just turn in your vote, and it's so super simple. They send you information. You can do it all online, and it takes like less than a couple minutes to get that done.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Carrie. My mic just.
I thought you were going to
fluctuated.
Call.
Okay.
Do I have a little bit more time? There's another thing I want to talk about.
Oh, you better do it fast, because now you're at your 5 minutes.
Okay, really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Really, really quick. So with the warmer weather and then the snow melting away, for green up, clean up, I have been picking up a little bit outside of the Lions Club. I don't know who we'd have to ask to see about getting like a porta potty for the homeless people, you know, close by the park over there. Cause it's just kind of, it's very unsanitary.
It is, yeah.
For, to, you know, walk across or come across that part of, somebody's human waste. So.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for that.
And right. I'll end it with, say my name.
Carrie. It's okay. That wasn't so bad, Carrie. You sounded just like a regular person sharing some information.
All right. Thank you, Diane. You guys have a good weekend and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Bye.
I said thank you. I'm not a mom, but I just felt like saying thank you. Yes, it is
surrogate?
Mother's Day.
Surrogate? I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'll tell you that there's a little bit of a surrogate maternal thing that I get because I have my mother so far away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to, you know, speak ages.
Gotcha.
Of it.
Oh, like when I told you to clean your desk? Yes. That did sound like a mom, didn't it? Okay. Hey, now, Grady, last night at 10:05.
That's what I was going to say.
10:05 p.m., May 6th, the ice broke. So if you're, I don't know who the winner was. I had some guesses, but I put my guesses around 5 in the afternoon, not 10:05 at night. But last night, the ice broke, 10:05 p.m., and I assume the winner has been called and notified.
I don't know, but I did want to chime in and announce this caller because in your absence, Alyssa was here, Alyssa Rogers, and she's calling in now.
Oh, so my goodness, yes.
There you go.
Alyssa.
Hi, Diane.
Hey.
Good to hear you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for stepping in.
Oh, no problem.
I heard you did a great job.
I tried.
Yes.
It's a little different now that we don't have our co-hosts sitting next to each other in the office, so it was a little different for me this time, but
yes.
I'm more than willing to help out whenever you need.
You're awesome. Okay, thank you for that. And you're probably not calling to say your chickens have eggs. What?
Yes, actually, we do have eggs.
Yes. Oh, I'll be by. I'm going to be by later. I've got my carton
perfect.
And everything, yeah.
Oh, great. Awesome. All right, well, the reason why I'm calling... we are currently having our Alaska Village Electric Cooperative meeting. Our annual meeting is going to be on May 21st, 2021 at 5:30 p.m. We are going to be doing it via teleconference this year because of COVID-19, and we want to make sure that we're being safe and secure with everyone's health. The teleconference number is going to be 877-358-8686, and the passcode is going to be 520-768-2084. Now, every year, Bethel AVAC communities hold a meeting to discuss issues of concern, prepare resolutions to present to the AVAC board and staff, and elect delegates to represent their community at the AVAC's main annual meeting, which is held this year via teleconference. For more information, you can contact me, Madam Chair Alyssa Nadine Rogers, at 907-306-4345, or our committee coordinator, Julie Pierce. She's out of Anchorage. Her phone number is 907-565-3510. And we really, really want to hear from all of our folks who are AVAC members. We do want to make sure that when you do call in to have your account number ready, we're going to be taking, that's how we're going to be keeping track of who's coming into our meeting. So your name and account number when you dial into the teleconference.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, great. Okay. Good information. And, yeah, now I saw the photo of your eggs too, and they're really beautiful, like these different shades of teal and gray and white.
Yes, we have
and, yeah, beige.
Blue,
yeah,
lime green, light green. Some of them are pink. We have brown, dark brown. So yeah, it's like Easter eggs
it's
every
so
day.
It's so cool. Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah, no problem.
All
right. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great
day. Okay,
right.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye. So What a great, it's a beautiful day out too. We've had some wonderful days the last week or so. I enjoy every single minute of them.
I had something to say, you know, my brain is bouncing all over the place. I had something to say and then it went as fast as it was across the...
For some reason, I'm not surprised at that.
I know what it is.
Oh, it's back.
It's
okay.
Back. It's
welcome back.
Well,
yes. Well,
the river. Because yeah. I want to mention to people while we have their ear that at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll be speaking with Selena Van Breiklin. She'll be flying over the river again today. Mm. And there's a good chance that if anything urgent develops between now and then, that search and rescue might be involved. They might open up the phone lines, too, because it's, you know, Saturday. So tomorrow at 10, you can expect... at least Selena Van Breiklin, hydrologist with the National Weather Service, to give her report on what she saw in the skies today. Maybe a couple of other things, provided there's more things for there to be.
Okay. All right. Well, and there's a lot of celebrations going on around with graduation. I know from the college we had our graduation, and I think there's a parade coming up for BRHS at some point for their graduation.
I know there's a parade. I don't know when that date is because it's not in front of me, but I know their graduation's on the 15th.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe someone will call in and let us know when the BRHS graduation parade is, where they'll go through town.
Could be the same day. It could be they might be parading like they did last year. They could be parading to the deal. I don't know. I'm speaking out of turn, I think.
Okay. Well, we'll see what comes up. All right, everyone. So their lines are open, and this would be an easy time for you to call in. A lot of times people have a hard time, but it's all vacant now. So you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call our 800 number, 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for those calls and emails if you're the shy type, and I will read your emails over the air. So upcoming specials, KYUK's interns, Jamin, Kaylee, and Ethan for their final Facebook Live this Friday, which I guess is today, at 3 p.m. Oh, no, it's Friday, May 6th. Yeah, at 3 p.m., the seniors will discuss their experiences at LKSD as KYUK interns and what they have planned for the future. To watch them live, visit the Lower Kuskokwim School District Facebook page at 3 p.m. Friday or follow along on KYUK's Facebook page. So I guess Jamin, Kaylee, and Ethan had different placements, and they're going to talk about their internships at various places in town, including... KYUK. All right. We have Nick. Oh, Nick from... Oh, okay. Welcome to the show, Nick. I have a hard time pronouncing Chwapalak. Sorry.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Yep. I can understand that. I've repeated myself many times to end up teaching people how to say Chwapalak.
Chwapalak. Okay. Yes.
You know, when I was out in the States, you know, the closest thing I can end up having people say Chwapalak, I would tell them I'm from Chocolate Block.
Chocolate Block. yeah, so, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Good morning to all the river watchers, and a happy breakup to everybody who's listening. Oh, yeah, what happened to John Nick?
He's
your first caller.
He's usually the first caller, so maybe right now he's wondering if it's Friday and whether he should call. So, John, you should call. But when I saw your name...
Good morning, John Nick. This is Nick John.
No, it's not, is it?
Yeah, this is.
You're Nick John? That's funny. Okay. Excellent. There was... All right, so are you doing anything today? How's the river in your area?
Oh, it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for the rest of the upriver ice. There was a boat out in the river yesterday taking a ride up to a Panamute. So everybody's been itching and ready to go. It's everybody who's going out, just be careful. You know, it's manageable to go out, but this, the thing is you've got to be careful in every way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have flooding where you are?
No.
No, good.
I always say if drop a flood from the heaven, please over.
And then there'll be a break up there.
Yeah, we're up in the hills, so
yeah.
Pretty much we have no worry.
Yeah, everything's down below you. All right. Well, Nick, thank you for calling. Nick John.
Yeah, welcome there, Diane.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Nick, for calling. And then if the other Mr. Nick calls, he'll do that. All right. So I was going to look at our weather here because it's been going up to the 50s. I think it's going to be in the 50s for the next week. So our weather is that there's a flood watch in effect through Sunday morning for the Kuskokwim River, including the villages of Upper Kalskag, Lower Kalskag, Tuluksak, Akiak, Kweethluk, and Akiachuk. Currently high water and flooding possible due to potential ice jams on the Kuskokwim River. Water levels are high from snowmelt, and the breakup front moves downriver. Expect higher water and flooding of low-lying areas. Reports from aircraft and local observers indicate the ice is not especially strong. Therefore, major flooding from ice jams is not expected, but minor flooding is likely. Okay. So today it's going to be partly cloudy in the morning and then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the 40s to 50s. And tonight it'll be partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Slight chance of rain after midnight. Okay. Lows in the 30s.
That could make a country song, couldn't it? Slight chance of rain after midnight.
Yes, that would be a great country song. There was a slight chance of rain after midnight. Okay. Okay, Susan from Bethel. Thank you. Welcome. You're rescuing people from my country singing.
Oh.
Hello, Susan.
Hi. Well, I'll take requests, but okay, anyway. When somebody says Happy Mother's Day to me, and I'm not a mom, but I'm a very involved auntie, so.
Oh, there you go.
There's no aunt or uncle day, and there should be, because we love our nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And, so maybe someday there'll be another holiday, and it'll be for aunts and one for uncles, or maybe aunt and uncle day.
Yes.
So I wanted to put that in there. And at one time we were looking at the Easter egg hunt to do it then, and we're just not going to do it. It's not safe. There's no way you can social distance kids to do an Easter egg hunt.
No.
Even though it went down from 6 feet to 3 feet, it can't happen. So, and I want to put a plug in not only for Mother's Day, but it's Nurse Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
And these people have been in the front lines all through the pandemic, and we need to really appreciate them, and this is their week too.
Mm-hmm.
And I see in the news that it's a vaccination promotion week. So I do that. I call every week to promote the vaccination. You know, when they start statewide, you know, out here we got the vaccination available early.
Mm-hmm.
But in Anchorage and all that, when it was wide open statewide, everybody 16 and over can get it. At that time, statewide, there was maybe 30-some people, 31 or so in the hospital. And now, when you look at the statewide dashboard, it's been fluctuating between 50 and 60 in the hospital. And in the past couple weeks, two of the deaths were people in their 20s. It's still out there. The vaccination is still available. You can ask people about it. Find someone you trust. If you're not listening to me or you're not listening to a doctor, there are people, even Trump himself said, get the shot. He didn't choose to pose with the other presidents to get the shot.
He got the shot.
But he did get the shot, and he's telling people to do it. And it just still shocks me that in the statistics and the national level, I don't know about the state level, but the surveys have showing that the white Republican, there's just higher profile of them not doing the shot. And I don't understand why when their leader got the shot and is telling people to do the shot. So that just doesn't make sense. And it's not, you know, it's emergency approved. It will eventually get FDA approved, as any other vaccination out there you can get, like flu shots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, employers and military and alike can enforce that, yes, if you're going to be in the military or you're going to be employed, they will be able to have some teeth in the game to enforce it. And at this time, you know, I do believe it should be everybody's choice to get the shot. I'm just disappointed that a lot of people are not doing it. And when they land in the hospital, it's like, oh, I was thinking about getting it. Well, that didn't protect you. Or they're saying, well, I didn't think you could get it again. Well, yeah, the natural immunity does not last as long as a vaccination immunity. So, again, I'm just calling every week to promote to get the vaccination. And, you know, I was looking at this Delta Discovery, another subject here, and on the police report next to that is the EMT report. And I really want to put a shout-out for those guys. They're in the front lines. There's three different deaths they encountered during this time period. And then in this morning, there's another death in the news. And whatever the cause of death is, it's a sad time for a lot of families right now. So, and we still can't have the large gatherings for funerals to show our love and appreciation to people. So I just want to put the word out that it is going to be a tough time for a lot of families right now. And the EMTs, I want to put a shout out that we do appreciate them being on the front lines. And they had a hard week that week to encounter three different deaths.
Yeah.
You know, even if there are natural deaths, it's still, you know, dead is dead, and it's a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
So, but I do want to put another shout out. Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. Happy Aunt's Day, all you involved aunties, and appreciate all the nurses. All right, thank you, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Susan, and happy Mother's Day.
Yep, you too.
Bye. Okay, bye. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to go to our small break. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talk Line on 640 AM KYUK. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes.
In the meantime, those phone lines are open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. We're on break, but I'm watching the phone line, so give us a call. I'll make the show your own. It's Talk Line.
Gank covid stami ritmi tenia mami.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska Galaska, and my Yupik name is Dama Vala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Salmon have been the staple of our diet for thousands of years, and we continue to practice subsistence because it's fresh and healthy. We want to continue this way of life that may be challenging even today with the technologies that make life more convenient, and we want to see our future generations do that. It's important that along the whole river, we help each other out and help rebuild the salmon run so that can happen. This subsistence way of life is healthy and rewarding. Besides, it beats going to the store.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Donlin Golduck, Jalista Corporation, Akluyochtut Kingunk, Emiris Kluki Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Gunnen. Una Committee Abchtorer Galuni, Nasnurist Naritnik, Bitterer Reitnik, Klu, Jut Nrangnak Saram, Klu, Donlin Goldminer, Urn Kluki Nautimaschgagun. Let's talk donlin.com. Una bunarifkara donlin gold.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association at this station.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with news stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Welcome back to Talkline. Do we still have open lines, Grady?
Wide open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or alternatively, toll-free from the village, 1-800-995-8954.
Now, what do you remember? I wanted to remind people who does our intro, our exit and intro on our breaks, that little musical piece.
Robert Charlie. The title of the track is Duwa's Song.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if it's where we got it. I don't know how we got it, but I do know it's Robert Charlie.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. I really appreciate that music there. Okay, so we have open lines here. I have a couple. Oh, we have caller John from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I think Bethel needs to improve their drainage system, you know?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Yeah. You know, around that lake down there in that harbor area, it's called Thunder Lake.
Uh-huh.
There's a house down there at the East Harbor, and, oh, geez, they got lots of kids around there, too. And
oh, wow.
All that water around their lot. They just got a driveway and that's it.
Oh, no.
All that water is all the way around everywhere, around their house. And it's deep. A child almost drowned in that, in front of the stairs there where the swamp is.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been reported. I tell them to report it because it's a very hazardous area for children. And it's always them pipes that are on that Thunder Lake that are sitting too high, inches, about half, 6 inches above the water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always water around there. And it's really ugly looking. I don't see any ground around his area anymore.
Wow.
There used to be ground where all his nets are. Now all his nets were on the ground, and now they're all on water.
Hmm.
And the nets aren't cheap either.
No.
And, Bethel needs to get with their drainage systems around here so that everybody be comfortable and safe.
Yes.
Everybody enjoy this great weather, and happy hunting, and thank you to all them people who gave us some birds.
Mm.
Okay.
And God bless those people, too. And I really enjoy this really nice weather.
I know. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Yes, it does seem like in Bethel there's chronic drain issues, you know.
What if you're a homeowner and over time the roads have been improved and raised, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you might not have had the gravel come in. You might not have been able to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So over time, the tundra, we all know how the tundra is kind of doing this thing.
Fluctuating.
But meanwhile, the city crew and the highway departments and stuff like that, we're laying down gravel. We're maintaining those roads. So just minor amounts, doesn't it raise up a little bit, kind of? I mean, even down the main highway here, going toward, I don't know what that name of that road is. Is it? When we at Watson's Corner, we turn right there. What's that?
Oh, that road there?
Yeah, the main one that we all use. Isn't that called that Main road? Street? Phones are ringing off the hook. Let me go.
Okay, go. I don't know what road Grady's talking about. Shh. Okay, so we have a Tundra Drums announcement that there's the 4-H summer kickoff is this week. Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and go to Victoria, our next caller, and then I'll read some announcements. Hello, Victoria. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. I just wanted to wish all the mothers out there happy early Mother's Day, and all the aunties, all the uncles. And to those ladies out there that have no mom, know that she's there. She'll always be with you. We'll always have our mom.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And if we don't have our moms, we'll have our aunties. Like that lady was saying, aunties are just as important as moms.
Yeah.
And I wish there was a day for moms and aunties, because I have two sisters that are like moms to my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy Mother's Day. Love you guys.
Enjoy. Well,
bye.
Thank you, Victoria. Well, that was a really nice call. If anyone else wants to call and give a shout-out to their mom or their auntie or their great-grandmother or their best friend, feel free to call in. All right, we're going to go to Cesari.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. You guys enjoying the weather?
Yes. Now, how was your guess on the ice cloud? You're a neighbor to tripod.
I was right in the money.
Really? What was your guess?
10:05.
No, last night?
I don't buy the ticket.
Oh, my God. A winner in fantasy only. Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy for whatever who win that.
Me too. I think that's awesome. Yeah. All right.
But anyway, like you guys talking about the road, and it's impossible in Bethel to make it the road, the drainage free right after the natural spring break on the March 22nd come. You have all the winter snow piling, melting, freezing, all the pipes is solid frozen.
Mm.
You have 3 feet pipes which is frozen. No matter how high you lift the road, the side going, when the snow blowing, they're going to fill up with the ice and snow. And this thing, the frozen, frost. And there's no way you make it a perfect drainage in this system.
Mm-hmm.
There is no common sense in that. The big problem is how to eat it. Only way to do it, if you have nice, beautiful asphalt road, the water go right over. But otherwise, we have always, every spring and fall time, hell of a time. What the cost? I hope the city one these days get enough money to pave it or the roads, at least the main ones. And that be save a lot of money for the city and for the citizens. This is what we're spending every year for suspension and stuff. But I'm happy if somebody win what they needed, I'm sure. And I'm sure they use wisely the money. And other things, what some lady called in there, and Susan talking about his death and that, and I can't believe it. I'm in airport every day, pretty much, or a week, and when I see, we have rules and regulation to the close-up wet and get the local option with the alcohol, supposed in 14 bottles a month, hard liquor, and I see people coming out with 8 cases on the court, 3 cases, 4 cases, but the highest what I see with one shot, 8 cases, Monarch. They should be the airline be responsible to bring in that much to one individual alcohol, hard liquor. And should be troopers, put somebody over there and check the air bill, and they have to be on every 8 cases hard liquor, Monarch. And you know where they're going. They're not going to drink, and this thing every week, same people, the huge amount, and every day, say pretty much same people to 3 cases, 4 cases. And we have so much young people that are in middle ages, and lots of young ladies died this year. This is what I have been counting. There was about 5-6 of them. Nobody talking. They're only talking when there was liquor store. And now when it's a local option, nobody talking. Nobody saying anything about that. This is not right. And secondly, there is so much drugs in this town, all kind of drugs. It's nobody. They have to be. Maybe we have to create local people and community get together and get the Crime Stopper and force those troopers and police to get something in action. Because there'll be more debt and more crime and robberies, and that is ridiculous. And I'd like to see some progress, right direction, not they're going more down and down, and people running away from this town because it's so difficult and so expensive and now so much crime and abuse. So this thing have to be changed and have to be done something. And there's ONCs and AVCPs, and there was number one screamers in there where there was liquor. Now, probably the nephews and the cousins selling that damn thing.
Yeah. Now, Cesari, I think you know what time it is.
Yeah, okay. It's my 5 minutes.
It is, but...
Yeah, beautiful weather and smelled by Napastiak.
I hope you will. I hope you will enjoy it too.
My wife, the smell by the Napastiak. Just go look.
No, stop it! You're gonna get everyone rushing to get the smelts that are not there yet.
I do that every year. I don't get choice. Okay.
You too.
Good luck with hunting and leave the goose alone anyway for fall time, maybe more.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yes. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to Kelly. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Good. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm Kelly from Bethel 4-H, and I wanted to drop in and let everyone know that we have started our summer kickoff registration.
Oh, good.
Summer 2021. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, we're going to have a sort of outside summer kickoff event outside at the 4-H Center, right here close to Feely's. And we'll have registration going on so families can drop in and register for our summer series this summer. And we have some special treats that we'll have available for those who register. So just inviting all out. Registration slots are limited for this summer just due to COVID and university restrictions. So we encourage everyone to come out from 12 to 3. I didn't even say the time, huh? But this Saturday, May 8th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. For registration. And just drop by, say hello, and have a good time with us. So we look forward to seeing everyone.
Okay. Now, are you also, as part of the, like, prizes, is there, like, Ben and Jerry's ice cream? Because then I might register.
Oh, close.
Right,
take
Kelly. Right.
It's the best treat for the summertime.
Oh, is it the shaved ice? Shaved
you
ice cream.
Got it.
Oh, it
you
is. Really?
It.
Oh, you guys are going to have that. Is yeah. that truck going to be there?
It won't be here, but we have a token that you can take and go ahead and get you one.
Are you kidding? Just, oh, that is
yeah.
Okay. That is nice. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have some giveaways along with that treat. And so, yeah, we just want everyone to come by. Again, slots are limited, but we have enough slots for the entire summer, probably 100 slots to go across the entire summer. So just encourage everyone to come out. We have things to do for all youth grades K-12.
Now, do you want to say some of the activities that will be, if they register, they'll participate in through the summer?
Yeah, so we've broken our summer down into 2 week series.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 2 weeks they'll be doing some things, which we're still mapping out some stuff, but probably some STEM stuff, some community service activities. But each series they'll end up with a big project at the end. And so within that we'll have a bunch of stuff, arts and crafts, STEM. Of course, some outside activities, and parents can also come and sign up for soccer this summer. So that's an opportunity that'll be here as well for you to sign up
good.
If you want to sign your kid up for soccer. But yeah, crafts and nutrition, cooking, a whole wide spread of different things that we'll be doing. Culture Week will be the second series, and that'll happen, was that June 21st through July 2nd. So, yeah, we're super excited. Yeah, come out, bring your family out, even if you just drop by to say hello. Oh, if you're already registered for camp, if you've already registered before our event on Saturday, drop by and get your gift for registering with us. So,
okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Hope to see everyone this weekend.
Well, Kelly, thanks for calling and letting us know about that. That
yeah,
sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Okay, we're going to go to Dave Cannon from Antioch. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning there. Going to give the river report here.
Yes.
And all of the ice that's been packed in since, I guess, Monday night is starting to just finally clear out. I don't think we have any more ice coming from upstream. However, the word is that birch tree is still holding pretty strong down there.
Oh.
And Antioch Slough, that's been passing quite a bit of ice since last night, is plugged up down near Brown Bear Slough, and that's been backing water up into Antioch since early this morning.
Oh, wow.
If people are familiar where the fire station high school there's a low spot in the road there, and there was maybe a foot of water backing up over that right at the intersection with the stop sign. So school was canceled for today. And it does seem that the water is even now coming up a little higher. And housing on that side of town, it's backing up close to some of those houses.
Hmm.
And so I think several people flew over birch tree early this morning, and it's still pretty solid. So that could pose a problem here as the day goes on.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for the update. And also, your photography is very lovely that you take on Facebook.
Thank you. I will post here some new pictures of how clear it is above town.
Oh,
but,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe
good.
Somebody's going to. I think Riverwatch is going to fly here shortly, so they might be able to post some Birch Street pictures.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Teresa from KITFC. All right. Hello, Teresa. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. Good morning. This is Therese from the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, and I just wanted to give an update to anyone on the Cusco about our weekly river-wide teleconferences that will be beginning on Monday, May 17th. So 2 weeks from now, or I guess a week from next Monday. And these are teleconferences that the Fish Commission hosts from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Monday, so every Monday morning, and they go throughout the king salmon season. And they're toll-free calls for anyone on the Cusco to call in and ask questions or hear fish camp updates from throughout the river, or give feedback to our fisheries managers. And in the past, we've had a lot of people call in, and things that they ask about are things like legal gillnet mesh sizes or when the next subsistence harvest opportunity will be. Sometimes we have elders call in, and they share traditional knowledge. And on the Fish Commission side, our staff will be on the call, as well as our in-season managers who are elected from throughout the river. And any updates or knowledge or questions that stakeholders and community members, subsistence fishers from the river share, we'll share that with our in-season managers as well, so they keep all that information in mind during their weekly in-season management meetings with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So it's a lot of information, but all this to say that, you know, I mean, we just got an update from ANIAC about breakup, and I know that breakup is on everyone's mind, so fishing's on everyone's mind too. So throughout the fishing season, we encourage anyone on the river to call in and give us updates or ask us questions, kind of hear what's going on in regards to salmon fishing.
Okay.
So I have the teleconference numbers with me, if it's okay.
Yeah, I was just going
to give them to you.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about those. Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, so the teleconference is held via Zoom, so you can join by your computer or toll-free on the phone. And to join by phone, the toll-free number is 833-548-0282. And then it'll ask you for a meeting ID, and that number is 569-490-3415. And the passcode, if it asks for that, is 390-829. It's a lot of numbers.
Oh, my goodness. Now, where could somebody, let's say they talk line ends today and tomorrow, they're like, how do I get that information? I know I'm going to want to call. Where would they go to do that?
Yeah, all that information is on our website, cuscosalmon.org.
Oh,
and
good.
It's also going to be on our Facebook page, which is at Cusco Salmon.
Okay. That's good when you have an easy email.
Yeah.
Doing email over the air or over the phone is
so hard. It's so complicated.
But cuscosalmon.org, you can find the information about the call-in show that will be happening starting on May 17th, Monday, and it'll be every Monday from 10 to noon
throughout the fishing
season, right?
Yeah, throughout the king salmon season. So until July 12th is the last one that we'll be holding.
Okay,
so for
great.
The next, like, 2 months or so.
You know what you might want to do is call in again on Talk Line the Friday before the 17th and just remind people about that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I'm planning on doing that.
Oh, good. Okay, Therese.
Yep.
Thank you.
We need to get the word out early. Thanks so much, Diane. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day, Therese.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to Giselle from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I heard Therese call in earlier with the Intertribal Fish Commission, so I'm hoping I'm not sharing the same information that she just shared. But
I'll let you know.
Okay. I have a couple of updates. One of them is related to the flux of migratory birds that we've been seeing on the sky. And I'm really excited. I bet everybody else is really excited about the return of the birds to the Delta. So here are a few reminders on the spring migratory bird subsistence harvest. So I just wanted to remind people about egg harvest closures. Egging is closed for emperor geese and black brant. We're also offering a free lead shot exchange program. We're trading lead shot for steel shot one-to-one, and it is, like I said earlier, free of charge, and there are no questions asked at the time of the exchange. And this program is being offered through the end of May. So if anybody is willing to trade in their lead ammo, please give us a call at 543-3151.
And people can also call in to request a copy of the 2021 Alaska Subsistence Spring Summer Migratory Bird Harvest Regulations by calling the same number. Earlier today, I posted it on the Refuge's website, so people can also visit or look up Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge and find the website to the refuge where they can get a link to that booklet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now fish talk.
Okay.
There was a very productive and constructive public hearing regarding the federal management of Cusco River salmon yesterday, and there was a lot of good participation from the public, agencies, and partners. So I wanted to take a little bit of time to thank everyone that participated on yesterday's hearing. And I also wanted to share that there is a final emergency special action through delegation of authority to the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. And I'm working on publishing that document through our website later on today. And so the information that's defined in this document, it specifies this year's in-season management on the federalized waters of the Cusco. And these management actions are very similar to last year's. So for those that are listening, you might want to grab pen and paper. Federally qualified subsistence users may harvest Chinook with set net opportunities on the following dates. Wednesday, June 2nd, Saturday, June 5th, Wednesday, June 9th, all from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and with set net or drift net opportunities on Saturday, June 12th, Tuesday, June 15th, all from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I realize this is a lot of information to share within 5 minutes through talk line, and that people are going to have a lot of questions. So we're going to continue to share as much information as we can through a variety of ways, through posters, through Facebook, through our website, newspaper, phone calls, and talk lines. So from now on, expect more information to come. And I also want to invite people to call in to the refuge information line at 543-1008 with any questions that they might have. Or the simplest way is to look us up on Facebook at Yukon Delta Refuge with more information. We're going to be posting constantly from now on. So if people are listening to TalkLine right now and they're hearing this information, or if we have Facebook followers listening in right now, I'd greatly appreciate if they can share this information with friends and family. And like I said, we're going to be posting more information from now on.
Okay, thank you. That was packed full of information there.
I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I hope everybody has a good weekend.
Okay, you know, can I ask you a quick question? Because
yeah.
you have 28 seconds left.
Okay.
At the wildlife the center there, do you mm-hmm. still have a section that there are gifts that people can get? Like if I have a friend come into town and I want to take them up there, you have some displays. Can you just say a little bit about that real quick?
Yes, yes. We have a visitor center where we try to share more information about some of the wildlife that people might expect to see here in the at the Delta. And there's also a gift shop put together by Alaska Geographic, which is a partner of the refuge. And right now the visitor center is still closed because of COVID, but we're working on getting approval to reopen, and hopefully that'll happen really, really soon. And
okay.
in the meantime, if people want to purchase a refuge T-shirt or a cap or anything like that, I can put some information on Facebook on where to get this. So if people want to get that stuff, they can look up Alaska Geographic and Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, and there's links where people can purchase online, and then they can do curbside pickup. So I get notified of those purchases.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Renee from Bethel. Hey, thank you, Renee, for waiting. You're on TalkLine.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So I'm going to talk to you about everybody being invited to the Cultural Center's First Friday
yes.
celebration, which is tonight. tonight.
Yes.
And that's sponsored by the Cultural Center, the Bethel Council on the Arts, and the Art Guild. And our featured artists this month are Katie and Jamie Nicolai.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
One of my favorites right there. So I can't wait to see their work.
I don't think people realize that Jamie makes those sculptures from scratch. She's not buying pre-made anything. She is making the horses,
yes,
the owls. She's got this adorable pig from scratch.
Let me tell you, I used to be a show horse groom in Kentucky, so I know horses. And her sculpture of horses, right down the detail, getting the veins on the stomach of the horse, which are kind of predominant in some horses. I mean, the musculature, everything. It's amazing.
They are. They're amazing. She's got two gorgeous pieces there. She's got this adorable pig.
Oh, the pig.
Wonderful little owl.
Yeah.
And, of course, Katie is such a wonderful skin sewer.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So there's a couple of gorgeous hats. I understand one of them's already been claimed by somebody, but there's gorgeous. They're going to be there. And our other featured artists are Shirley Clark, who also does a unique way of doing skin sewing. So she has more color than anyone I've ever seen with skin sewing. And then Stanley Mute, who's his prints. He's got lots of prints. He's a natural artist that I had as a student. I can't even tell you how long ago. But he's a really good artist. And LKSD has their artwork up from the students from not only Bethel, but the villages nearby. And then I'm going to have some pottery out there myself and some things I've shown, COVID stuff that I did to keep sane. So
okay.
Those are going to be there.
How did that work out for you? Did it keep you sane? Okay.
We're supposed to have some dancers sometime during the evening, and of course there's going to be refreshments for folks, so that's from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, open to the public. Just come on by, wear your mask, practice social distancing.
Yeah.
I also want to mention that Saturday Market is coming next Saturday. That's the 15th. Here, I don't have my calendar in front of me. Whatever next Saturday is, not this one, but next Saturday, and that's from 10 to 2. And if you want to reserve a table, and you have to reserve, you cannot just show up. You have to reserve a table this time because there's not going to be as many as usual. You have to call Teddy at 543-4538. And I'm still looking for somebody in the community that would like to head up the dumpster painting event in June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be gone, and so Margaret Hanna is unfortunately moving up to Fairbanks. We're going to really miss her as the art teacher. So there's nobody heading this project up. So if someone's interested in this and wants to dedicate a little bit of their time to it, the paint and brushes will all be supplied by the Art Guild and the Art Council. Please call me. Call me at 545-4468. And I just wanted to mention for those people who don't know, the gift shop there at the Cultural Center is open today from 12 to 4. And on Saturdays, I think 11 to 3. And you can call Catherine or Anne at 543-4585. You know, Mother's Day is coming. So just saying, there's gifts at the gift shop. There's going to the stuff that the artists have at the first Friday, a bunch of that will be for sale. So if you haven't gotten your mom or the moms you love gifts, this is the time.
Okay, yeah. It's a really... really awesome stuff in the gift store, and then tonight they'll be. Because are the items tonight for sale?
Bunch of them will be. Bunch of them will be. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So you can't take them till quarter to eight because we want them to stay on show.
Yeah.
But they will be for sale.
I got my eyeball on two things.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
which great. I won't say, but I can't wait.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you tonight then.
Yes. All right. Thank you,
okay,
Renee.
Diane.
All right.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. And I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talk Line, and you're listening to KYUK, 640 AM.
Those phone lines are open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or alternatively, toll-free from the Village, 1-800-995-8954. And we're still watching those emails at radio@kyuk.org. All of those you can be anonymous on. Make the show your own. It's Talk Line.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association at this station.
Yuchten kanum tinikni chukni yuk ngauten unakumi apatami atakumi su kasatun kanum chitkingot hun. Hwani KYUK 6:40 AM Mani mamtirishakmi.
Protecting the environment and growing the YK region's economy are both important. Donlin Gold is working with the community to develop the land and its resources while supporting the region's subsistence way of life. More about the project at donlingold.com.
I'm Aaron Tudyk of Point Hope, and I chose Alaska Pacific University. Attending Alaska's only tribally controlled Alaska Native serving four-year university, my education references both my cultural heritage and competitive industry knowledge. I feel prepared for a real career and empowered to join conversations about my community's future. APU offers 30-degree programs on campus and online, and scholarships allow college to be a choice for anyone, anywhere. Learn more at alaskapacific.edu.
Growing up at fish camp is just awesome. Staying up as late as you can with the midnight sun. It's not your usual way of life. At fish camp, wilderness is all around you. It is a neat experience that a lot of people don't get to have. I want the next generation of kids to have the same fun we did. The older men would go out at 5 a.m. and they'd come back with a whole bunch of fish by the time we woke up. And everyone gathered around the cutting board. I love watching my mom and my auntie process the fish. Just observing and learning has a huge effect on kids that are growing up. I hope that this season people think about enjoying time with their family and the peace and quiet of the river, watching the corks bob up and down, waiting for fish to hit. I also hope they think about their children sharing the same experience in the future. This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to go right to a caller. Who's the caller, Grady? Oh, Yvonne. Yes, welcome to the show, Yvonne. Thank you for waiting through the break.
Yeah, good morning to you both and people of the YK Delta.
Hello.
Man, this is what I call end of the tunnel with her. And we need to support our President Biden shooting for July 4th to get more people and children vaccinated. I believe we should push for that to what they call herd immunity, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we go toward that goal.
Yeah.
And water's over the bank over in Brownsville here.
Oh.
And I like to remind boaters everywhere in the low-lying areas, the people got their stuff tied up. And there's still that 5 mile an hour speed limit, I believe it's still posted on the bridge. But that's to all the low-lying, even the villages, these boaters need to have respect on making boat waves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Alligator Acres and 7th Avenue. And there's these kayakers, too, that kayak here in the slough, and it's not right to go boating around. And I hope they respect that fire, no wake, making no wake, and have respect to these low-lying property owners, mm-hmm. even in the villages. But to our relatives in Quislook, Atmok relatives, thoughts and prayers, due to conditions, if the river was open, we'd be up there. But I believe that's all say for all of Alaska. She went to Mount Edgecombe and she graduated from there. And thoughts and prayers to you, our relatives up there, and we're with you. And then, quite a quiet talk show, but in closing, happy Mother's Day and enjoy the weather. Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Yvonne. Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to go to Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny.
Yes, good morning. Long time no hear. And I'm calling as a seniors, the Elders Service Program, ONC, Senior Services, the food delivery. Due to flood watch, depending on Monday, there are certain areas that I might not reach. And I already talked to some of the elders saying if the flood water is too high, I may not reach certain areas. So if the food does not get delivered, I will be calling each and every house that I missed. That way they'll understand why I did not deliver food.
Okay.
But it looks like it's starting already. There's certain areas that have water that did not have water. So if you're going to be out riding and checking certain areas, make sure you drive safely. And if you're walking, don't take a wrong turn and go into deep water. But other than that, everyone have a safe weekend. And to the mothers, happy Mother's Day. One to Ruth Yvonne. Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. And to Stella Yvonne, happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sonny.
You guys, everyone have a safe weekend. We'll see you again whenever we bump into each other.
Yeah, very good.
All right, bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Stacy Reardon, I think, from the fitness center. Hello, Stacy. Uh-oh. What happened?
We lost it. It was there and it's gone now.
Oh, so we've lost Stacy. Stacy is now drifting in the ether world. Okay, Stacy, we accidentally dropped you. Oh, there you are. You called back in. All right, hi, Stacy.
Hi, how's it going?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm very excited.
Oh.
We've had a great first week of having the pool open for our unvaccinated folks and our youth. We've been so excited to see the kids back here in the pool.
Oh.
And I just wanted to remind folks that we have spots available through most of the day. Reservations are available online or by calling our desk at 543-0390. And I want to say a thank you to everybody that did come in. They were great about following our rules, which I know it's a little complicated because we're trying to keep everybody safe,
mm-hmm.
but everybody's done such a great job. I wanted to say thank you and encourage others to come and join us.
Yes, that's really nice. Okay, and with the reservations, how many people in the pool can you have?
Yep, so for each reservation, we can have up to 6 people, and that includes everybody who's coming in, not just the people who are swimming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we do need to have adults with any of the youth under 16.
Okay. Got it. And then,
and those,
yeah.
Those adults are responsible for making sure the kids follow the rules.
Yeah. Oh. And that the adults will follow the
and
rules
that the
as well.
And follow the rules, absolutely.
Yes. And how many how many reservations in any set, like, do you do them per hour, per afternoon?
So we have five zones that are available.
Okay.
Three of them are the lap lanes that can be used for either lap swimming or recreation.
Mm-hmm.
And then one is our little kiddie area. And then one is the shallow area down by the slide.
Yeah.
And each one of those zones are available for rental for up to 90 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And the rental itself is free, but then everybody pays a regular admission charge.
Now, Stacy,
mm-hmm.
after 90 minutes, how do you know which kid came in at 2 and which came in at 3 and, you know.
Yep. So everybody, when you check in, you get a wristband. All of our zones are color-coded.
Oh,
so you wear your wristband, and the lifeguard knows which zone you are going to be in based on your wristband. And then we have a schedule for them so that they know when folks are coming and going, and our front desk staff backs that up as well.
Okay, great.
So you don't have to have a reservation in advance. If you come in and there's spaces available, we can do a reservation at the desk. Mm-hmm. But if there's no spaces available, we can't let folks in. So we strongly recommend that they do their reservation in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And we also recommend making sure to come dressed, ready to swim, because you can only use the family locker room, and that gets pretty congested. So
right.
come in dressed, right. ready to swim, and you can just walk right on out on deck. We've got a little shower to rinse off before getting out in the pool, right out on deck, and then you don't have to worry about waiting on that family locker room.
Right, because the 90 minutes includes changing.
Yes. Yep.
Your swim gear. So
exactly.
Come ready. Okay.
Come ready to go.
Yeah.
We also just posted a list because we do need for COVID tracking. We do have to have everybody's names when you check in.
Mm-hmm.
So we just posted a form on our website where anybody who's bringing a group in can fill that out in advance, and that'll speed up your check-in as well.
Okay. That makes sense.
So ykfitness.org, there's tons of information there, and we'd love to see more and more people coming in.
All right. Okay, this sounds good.
And then I've got one more item.
Yeah.
We've got lifeguard training coming up.
Oh.
We are hiring lifeguards right now, so if you're looking for a job with a fun team, we start on May 14th, next Friday. Class starts at 6 p.m., and then it'll meet on Sundays for the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And anybody who's interested can email me at ykfc@citybethel.org, or they can also take a look at our website. There is a video on the website that shows you exactly what you need to be able to do for the pretest on the 14th. And there's lots of information there and contact information if they have any questions.
Okay, good. Well,
so
thank
lifeguards,
you.
Lifeguards, come on down.
Awesome. All right.
All
yeah,
right.
You all have had to – wow. The decisions you've had to make.
It's been challenging.
Oh,
but I really, really appreciate the community's patience with us working to try to make sure everybody's safe.
Good. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah, you too. Okay. Bye. All right. So we have our fitness center is ramping up, which is good. Okay. Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome back. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Fritz. Fritz. It's you, Fritz.
My fault, Fritz.
Okay, thank you, guys. This is Fritz calling from Bethel here. First and foremost, since the Mother's Day is coming up, I wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day, especially the one who raised me down in Pentatuliac, Nancy, and the mother of our children, Sharon. Since going back to, the bootleggers here in Bethel, everybody knows who they are. But anyways, instead of trying to fight the bootleggers, depending on what kind of local option the city of Bethel is in, the city of Bethel itself could open up a city-run liquor store operated by the city of Bethel. But that depends on which type of local option we are in. And they could then, the city of Bethel could impose a, an ordinance that sells only to the residents of Bethel. And that will alleviate some of the, you know, the tax issues that city of Bethel has. And we'll start collecting city sales tax and get the revenue back up for the city of Bethel. But it's kind of hard to point out because the city government, the city of Bethel, is having a hard time hiring a finance director. And this has been going on for a few years now. And if that's the problem, you know, they, you know, it's kind of hard to say if they should open up a liquor store because they're having a hard time operating the finance department. You know, maybe it's the upper management that needs to be taken care of, you know, because, you know, they don't have some sort of college degree or they didn't graduate from high school or I don't know, whatever it may be. You know, it's we need a better control of our finances in the city of Bethel. And, you know, there's something that they can, the city council could do and look into, you know, and then the fishing, you know. Mm-hmm. Once you, this river's opening up, and, you know, I'm not encouraging this statement is once you come here to Bethel and you find a bootleg bottle, drink it once you get back home, not during, because that's when the accidents happen. And, you know, if at all, the search and rescue will be out there looking for you. You know, we do not want that. Life is, you cannot replace somebody else's life. There's no money involved. So please, please, wait till you get home and start drinking. You know, that's the main rule that we try and instill in people. You know, wait till you get home, not during or before. Wait till you get home to your house, then start drinking, if you wish. Thank you. That's all I get. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Fritz. Okay. We have a little bit of time left if you want to. Oh, we have Liz. Okay. Thank you, Liz. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, I would like to say happy early anniversary to my nephew, J.R., on Sunday, and happy Mother's Day to every mother on Sunday. And to tell you the truth, we don't need no liquor store in Kuskokwim. City won't, white people won't help. Look for a body on Kuskokwim. Period. We don't need no liquor store. Young people are drowning left and right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Liz. I don't, that didn't sound like Liz, but, all right. So just a reminder that tomorrow, Saturday, May 8th at noon to 4 p.m., YKHC will be hosting a free rabies clinic for pets. That's rabies shots. You're not going to get rabies for free.
I love how it says for pets, you know, not for me. I can't.
Right. Well, I think you need a rabies shot there, mister. Okay, so anyway, there's free rabies shots for your pets. Now, that includes ferrets, by the way. And that's noon to 4 p.m. Drive hosted in the Community Health and Wellness Building parking lot. Masks are required. And the public is invited. This is another event. The public is invited to participate in the May 13th Bethel Planning Commission hearing at 6:30 for an industrial zoning request for the portion on Noel Pulte Boulevard, 450 feet southwest of the Tower Road intersection. Meeting information can be found at cityofbethel.org under the Planning Commission tab.
Alyssa is calling in about that rabies clinic. So
oh,
I'm
yes,
let her
Alyssa.
Go on.
Yes, we'll go to Alyssa now. Hello, Alyssa. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. Sorry, I know we're right at the end. I just wanted to, I called in last week real quick. And,
yeah.
Tomorrow we're having a free rabies clinic, rabies
yes.
vaccination for
yes.
dogs, mainly, mostly we do dogs, but dogs, cats, and ferrets, occasional ferret. Tomorrow, May 8th, at the Community Health and Wellness Building, CHSB parking lot, where they do the COVID testing for Bethel, we'll be there from noon to 4.
Okay, yes, at the,
and,
yeah,
oh,
I just read
and,
about
and,
that. Mm-hmm.
And the animals should be at least 3 months old.
Okay. And why don't you list the animals? Does this include cats? I heard. I thought there. It also included ferrets.
Yeah, the vaccine we use is good. It can be used on ferrets as well. And we have had a occasional ferret show up, but
okay.
we mostly vaccinate dogs, and,
uh-huh.
and that's honestly what we're more concerned about with they, you know, they'd be more likely to be exposed to a wild animal outside. And
of course,
I guess there are an occasional loose cat around here as well, but
if you could catch a cat.
Yeah.
But if you have a pet cat, you can.
Yeah. I mean, they should be vaccinated too, you know, but sometimes cats are a little tough sometimes. So
yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right.
And we're going to try to do a drive-through style in the like COVID testing lanes they have over there, and masks are required even though we're outside, but just to be extra careful.
Okay, sounds good. What a great service. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Sorry. One other thing I wanted
sure.
to say with the vaccine, we use a 3-year vaccine, so you know if. Basically, when your dog gets vaccinated, when they're a puppy, they're supposed to get a booster 1 year later. And then if you're using the 1-year vaccine, they should get it every year. That's what most veterinarians use. And then for us, we use a 3-year. So once they have the booster, it could be a 3-year cycle. But if anyone's not sure, just come on by and we'll get them a vaccine, and then we'll know they're protected for now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Yep, have a good day.
All right.
So Zach Pleasant called in real quick.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go to Zach Pleasant. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline. You have just a few minutes.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It was beautiful. I hope that we all are being safe and staying healthy and well. I hope our hunters and our travelers are being safe and traveling safe and bringing back enough geese and swans and ducks, and as they continue to remember their elders. Mm-hmm. That's what the wonderful community of Bethel to know that Bethel Wrestling Club will be hosting a car wash this Saturday by donations at the City Hall from 10 to 3. So this is a great way to have your mums and your mumsies shine and styling as they gallivant throughout Bethel and their
gallivanting in Bethel. Yes.
Gallivanting.
It's a gallivanting town for sure. Yes. Okay, car wash. Good. All right. At City Hall?
Yep, 10 to 3 on Saturday.
Donlin Gold, Chalista.
Perfect. Okay, thank you, Zach. Right? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good day. Stay
thank
safe.
You. All right. All right. Well, I think that. Whoa, hello. Someone's gallivanting in the booth.
I'm gallivanting in the booth. Hey, I need you to stretch the recap here so that I can make sure the outro music plays good to give everyone a behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's a lot that's starting to ramp up now that more people are getting vaccinated and our Delta is becoming safer. The numbers of cases have gone down tremendously. I did have an email, but I might have to read that next week. I apologize. Well, it's an anonymous email, and it says that fear and discord are being driven by the most to gain. Think about it, a virus with a 99.9 survival rate if you get it. We were told by our elders to wait and see and not to rush, even if everyone is doing it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, so don't think wrong. Vaccines save lives, but for me and my family, we'll see what happens. It's still too early. The way I see it, this is the largest stage 3 clinical trial in history. I'll be in the control group for now. No need to look down on people who don't want the vaccine. Have a great day. Okay, so just this email is a different opinion than why.